Here's the image. We're going to imagine both the widening across the back of the pelvis and the narrowing across the front of the pelvis at the same time. It's an image I call the zipper. And the zipper of the pants, which you imagine yourself to be, comes from the pubic symphysis up to the navel. And once you get to the navel, the handle of the zipper is going to sink into the floor. Now, problem with the image is that the pants are quite tight. Maybe a pair of jeans that have been washed and shrunk, and you're having difficulty getting the zipper to zip, to bring the two front parts of the pants together. What permits that to happen is the back of the pants, the seat of the pants is elastic, so that as you struggle in your image to get the zipper to bring the two parts together, what permits it is, you see in back, the seat of the pants constantly stretching as the zipper comes up. And it stretches a little more, and you get the zipper up a little more. And it stretches a little more as you get the zipper up a little more, till finally you get the zipper to the navel level. Then the handle of the zipper sinks into the floor. That's a good way to create a balance there around the pelvis, the muscles of the pelvis, letting the muscles back and back open up or release as you bring more tone into the muscles in front. We'll do that in addition to working on the feet. Okay, take your partners, decide who goes down first. Put benches, we'll have to arrange the benches in a way that we can lie down with our legs, the calves of our legs over the benches. We're going to treat the foot as if it were modeling clay, and we're going to knead the foot. Right? It's as if you were trying to see how malleable you can create the foot. Maybe if you've made bread and you knead the dough, when kneading it, as you manipulate the bones of the foot here, would you flex and extend and do a little rotation at the ankle? You can squeeze the bones of the foot together. pull on the toes. And now finally, let's just gently pull the heel. Our partner will think of the heel getting longer. The spine getting longer. Okay, now let's take the lines of the movement back across those three inner toes toward the keystone. Right. Now, in conjunction with your partner's help, let's find the experiential center. That is where our partner's experience puts center. They can tell you where to move. Where should I move, Louisa? Okay. Well, it would ideally be that, but be back toward the tarsal area there, rather. And if you experience it a little differently, I want you to use the point that the person experiences, because that's where their muscle organization is, and you can only work with what a person is doing. So now you're touching where the person experiences what they're calling center, which is in the area there of the probably a little forward of the keystone. Now, at this point, I want you to imagine that your three inner toes begin where you're touching that center. And that they just dangle from that center. Like pinning the tail on the donkey. This is where they're pinned. And they just dangle forward of that from the point you're touching. Okay, now, would you imagine grasping the finger with the center of the foot? Just imagine enveloping that finger with the center of the foot. Okay, now could you grasp the finger now with the center of the foot? Just grasp it the way you did earlier on your own, just as if you're going to gently grasp or pick it up. Just a small movement. All right, and then release it. Okay. Now we'll go to the other foot. Knead the foot. food flexing and extending, rotating the foot at the ankle. Squeeze the bones of the foot together a bit to indicate more flexibility. And pull the ends of the toes. Now let's take the lines of movement on the toes back toward the heel. You can do that on the three inner toes. Just to get our partner back in toward the keystone. Now let's touch under the foot here. Maybe a little forward of the ankle, but your partner will tell you where to go, where they experience the center of their foot. Each partner tells. Yeah? Found the center, let the toes dangle from the center. Now image the finger of the center of the foot, grasping the finger. Now actually a slight physical movement, grasping the finger with that center that's being touched. If you wanted to hold on to that finger that's touching this articulate part of your foot, a little tiny bit of movement. Now you could still grasp the finger and take the foot into flexion. That is, bring the foot back towards your leg. We call that a flexion, a dorsiflexion. Actually do that. That's right. Keep grasping as you flex. And then release. And one more time. Just flex as you grasp. And release. Okay, now let's finish things off by going to the zipper image. Here, if you could think of the two rami at the symphysis, the pubic symphysis, bracing against each other. And then let's imagine that this whole area is the pants of the clothes that you've been working on, and see the zipper zipping up to the navel. Now, we'll touch the navel here, and you watch the zipper moving up. And we can touch around the symphysis. Now remember that you see the zipper zipping up with difficulty. And the back of the pants, the seat of the pants in back, are stretching to permit the zipper to zip up in front. And then the head of the zipper is going to sink through the navel area down into the floor. Now you've given tactylate from the front. Let's give it from the back now. You want to put your hands under the pelvis and just stretch the tissue in back. Stretch the tissue in back. Play the game. Make a game out of it. You're able to zip up a little bit in front because the seat of the pants stretches in back. Right, we'll just leave our partners alone for a few moments, let them assimilate. Now, to get your legs off the bench, I'm going to give you a special image. Would you imagine that there's a string attached to the inside of the leg, upper inside of the leg, and that the string is being pulled from there, and the rest of the leg trails like a tail. And draw your leg back now with that image, and let the foot rest on the edge of the bench once you get back that far. And then the same thing with the other leg. You pulling from the inside top of the leg, letting the rest of the leg trail like a tail, and the foot is resting on the edge of the bench. Now when you have both legs all the way back, and the feet resting on the edge of the bench, put your left hand on your left knee and your right hand on your right knee. And it's the same side. That's right. Now, imagine that the femur heads are sinking deep into the pelvis. That's your support for this position. And we will move the benches away, and you'll see the legs dangling And the support again is the image of the femur heads sinking into the pelvis. Now you're going to lower one leg at a time, sliding the hand from the center of the knee back to the center of thigh crease. So you think back along the leg to its center. The toes touch first, and you think back along the toe axes to the center of the foot, so that by the time the foot rests on the floor, you've come back to foot center and thigh center. Now you want to leave it flexed. And do the same thing with the other leg. Slide your hand to the center of the thigh crease. Toes touch first, and you go back towards the foot center. Now roll over to one side or the other. And then onto your hands and knees. And sit back on your heels. Let your body be very foldable. The creases in the knees, at the knees and the thigh joints, very foldable, will pass a plane through the thigh creases coming out the buttocks. Okay. Now, to unfold, I'm going to ask you to hiss and watch the barges float down the back to the heels. The shoulder blades is barges floating down to the heels. Okay, hiss. And unfold. Now, let's take the image of the back half of the head sliding up as you stand on your knees. Tailbone lengthening. Bring one leg under and forward. Okay, pause a moment. You're going to push from the floor into the acetabulum as the head rises up to give you support. Balance on the femur heads. Weight resting on the femur heads. Breath resting on the femur heads. Sternum sliding up to the atlas between the ears. As that is happening, the weight is dropping out of the armpits, out of the sides of the ribs. Now, let's cycle the arms above the head, thinking up the front and down the back. And the rib cage is the umbrella. The shoulder girdle is entirely surrounding the umbrella. The umbrella is inside the shoulder girdle. And the central axis of your body is the rod of the umbrella. And you're going to hiss and watch the umbrella close around the central axis inside the shoulder girdle. Hiss. And you have soft elbows. And you're going to slide the scapula up over the ribs loosely and let them drop. And again, let's just slide the scapula up over the ribs very loosely and let them drop. Okay, help your partners onto the bench and constructive rest.